Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Please continue listening to part two of Bishop Glovina Harris' message.
Christians, we would suffer persecutions. And sometimes as Christians, we think persecution is they took my parking space. They won't let me play my Christian music at work. Persecutions, we have not yet seen them as they are seen Christians persecuted in other parts of the world. To persecute is to harass or punish in a manner designed to injure you, to cause you to grieve or to afflict you, to cause you to suffer. Persecute. Go back to Romans 12 and 14 for me quickly. Romans 12 and 14. The Word of God reads like this, oh my God. Romans 12 and 14, it says, bless them which, what? Persecute you. Oh my God, what are you saying, Bishop? Are you telling me that, Glovina, are you saying that I'm to be naive and I am not to pay evil for evil? That's exactly what I'm telling you. It says, bless them which persecute you. In other words, according to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, bless them which harass or punish you in a manner designed to cause you grief. I told you that a blessing will supersede. Jesus even told his disciples, this walk is not easy. See, sometimes when we accept Jesus Christ, someone tells us now, all of your problems are all over. You're never going to have another problem. You're never going to face another challenge. That's not the reality of it. The reality is that as you live a Christian life, you're going to have to overcome obstacles. There are times you'll have to humble yourself when you have the power. My God, my God. But you will do what? You'll humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. You'll forgive. You'll bless and not curse. You'll submit under authority when even you have the power or even may know more than those who have the authority over you. This is part of the Christian walk. To love. To forgive. These are not things that portray us or are designed to make us appear to be weak. These are keys to the kingdom. This is not the way that the world operates, but it is the way that Jesus designed for us. You see, when you came and when you joined the military, they had you to stand up and you took an oath. I'm talking to the armed forces people now. You took an oath. And you promised to do certain things, certain ways. You promised to uphold particular things. When we receive Jesus as our personal Savior, we've made a promise. We have affirmed. We don't swear. We affirm. We have affirmed some things. I'm going to love God with all I have. I'm going to put God first, jealous God. Put Him first. Love Him with all that you have. It's not easy all the time being a Christian. It's worthwhile. It has tremendous rewards. Anyone that has been walking this walk for any amount of time, you know that no matter what you've gone through, the struggles that you've faced, the trials that you've had, He brought you not only through it, but he brought you out and you were stronger. You were like pure gold when he brought you out on the other side. Nobody wants to go through. No one wants to go through the trials that we go through in order to develop. The discipleship, the training, the discipline, and the military. Nobody, please. You guys know better than I do. I'm not active duty. I've never been active duty. But I've been around military people long enough to know that, listen, sometimes when I see you all walking down the spine and I see you salute and I think to myself, what kind of training and discipline that they receive that they can, see, you might not even realize it, that you can recognize immediately who to salute to, who has authority, who you need to give reverence to. Because of your discipline, the skills that the military embedded on the inside of you are transferable skills. Say transferable skills. Oh, you all are mumbling with me. I'll go back up here. So this is what he's saying here in Romans 12 and 14. He says, look, bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. To break a curse, speak blessings over yourself and over your children. Speak blessings. That's right, I said it. Over yourself and over your children. Sometimes just get right there in the mirror and say to yourself, I might not be all I need to be right now, but I thank God I'm not what I used to be. I thought I'd get some help on that one. I thought I'd get a couple of hand claps on that one. We might look and begin to what? Sometimes we look at ourselves and we're not all that we want to be or should be. And so we begin to, sometimes in an unconscious kind of a way, we begin to speak maledictions over ourselves. Remember malediction? That's just a big word for curse. We begin to speak these things over ourselves. Oh, why'd you do that? Or you're so this, or you're so that. When God wants you to speak blessings over yourself. It's not that difficult. Remember I said, you can think it, but you got to what? Speak it. You got to say it. You must say it. You must speak those words because they're full of faith and they will come out of your mouth invisible. You may have said to someone one day, I'm going to join the military. Those were just words, but look at you now. You may have said, I'm going to make rank by next year. Those may have been words. And it may have taken you even a little longer than a year. But what? Look at you now. Some of you are sitting here saying, one day I'm going to have my associates. Some of you will be walking across that stage on May 30th. Some of you said, I want my bachelor's. I want my master's or even further to go on to the PhD doctoral level. Listen at this. You may have spoken those words, but they are beginning to take shape and form. Speak what you want to happen in your life. Why not? Stop saying what you don't want to happen. Speak blessings over yourself and over your children. This will begin to cancel out every negative thing that's ever been spoken over you or over them. Every negative thing that's ever been done to you. Everything that's been done to bring you down, praise God. As you speak the blessings, what? They supersede it. Oh my God, I already told you about their laws that supersede other laws. It'll take you to a new level. You'll be living from the overflow. Some of you now, you get paid, you don't even know which week is. Is it the 15th? You're not even concerned about it. Is this the first of the month? You're not even concerned about it. Because you're living from the overflow. Amen. And in your spiritual life, you should be living from the overflow. But you're going to get there by speaking the blessings over yourself and over your children. How do I get to the overflow? What will the overflow look like? You will be known as a man or a woman of wisdom. Doesn't matter about your rank when it comes to wisdom. Doesn't matter about your age. God will give you the wisdom because there's, oh, come on, Globina, there's greatness on the inside of you. You'll be known as a man or a woman of knowledge if you speak the blessing. If you're blessed, curse not. Do you believe that? Then give God a praise if you believe that. Speak blessings over yourself and over your children. And listen at this. Teach your children how to break the power of these maledictions off of themselves. Go to Luke, the 28th chapter. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Teach your children. I'm teaching you from the Word of God. Teach your children. Luke, the 6th chapter and the 28th verse. Listen at the Word. It's so powerful. It's so rich. It says, bless them that curse you and pray for them which despitefully use you. Oh, my God. Glovina, are you saying that I'm to be in an unhealthy relationship? No. Am I just to allow people to walk over me? No. Am I to act like I'm naive when I know better? No. But when all is said and done, you bless and not curse. In other words, don't do tick for tack. They talked about my mama, so I told them that, you know, this or that about their mama. They talked about my uniform wasn't all sharp and intact, and I found something wrong with theirs. Oh, God. I want to share something with you. First, a short personal testimony. And then I want to share with you how this may be of relevance in your life. I read to you the scripture, Luke 6 and 28. Pray for the happiness of those who curse you. Oh, my God. Implore God's blessings on those who hurt you. We can't get around this. In life, there are going to be times when we're hurt. This is part of life. But God has given us a beautiful remedy how to have the hurt healed in our lives. I said I was going to share a short testimony with you. A few years back, I had a job and my supervisor was putting forth some goals and visions that some of them I just didn't agree with. They weren't immoral. There was nothing wrong with them. It was just something that I didn't agree with. So I began to give my supervisor some pushback. Any of you ever do that? No, don't raise your hand. Don't blink. Nobody knows it's you. That's why I said I was going to give you my testimony. So I began to give my supervisor what we call pushback. And I began to do some little passive-aggressive things. Well, I can't find it. I'll get it tomorrow. You know what I'm saying. In other words, I was not giving my supervisor what was due to him, which was what my full cooperation and my full intellect and creativity to solve these problems and reach these goals. Well, being a woman of God, being a Christian, God began to deal with me about it. That's why sometimes when I get pushed back, I know God's the one that'll deal with people. My job is to love and to bless. Does that mean, Bishop, you let people walk over you? I hope not. But it does mean this. I have to allow God to do what he does best in a person's life. And God dealt with me. You know what I did? I wrote my supervisor an email, and I apologized. I said, I haven't given my all to your goals and your visions, and I want to ask you to forgive me. You realize what that took? Do you think that was easy? You think it was easy to hit that send button? Try it sometimes. I had to lay my hand on that computer and pray in the name of Jesus. I had to rebuke the devil. I had to say, God, help me to push that little bitty send button. But I went on to further explain in the email and ask for his forgiveness. And I let him know, it's nothing wrong that you did. It was me. And I want you to know that I'm behind you 100%. And if you just trust me and believe that I'm sincere, I'll do everything I can to help these goals to come to pass. He said, Glovina, I got your email and I want to take you to lunch. And he set me down and he talked to me and he shared his deepest goals, his endeavors, his visions. Because what? He received what I gave. He forgave me. He didn't hold it against me. He didn't go around told me, yeah, I got an email from her, you know. He treated me with respect. And I'm going to share something with you. And I'm going to use a child as an example. If your child is having a problem in school and children run into difficulties at various phases in their life, you can use it at work, you can use it at school. Teach them to practice to bless their teachers who may have spoken negative things over them. Listen at this. Teach them how to approach their teacher and say, I want to apologize for the way I acted in your class, and I want to ask you to forgive me. Can you imagine if a student came and said that to a teacher? Can you imagine if you came to the person that you report to and you said that? And then teach your child to say, I do want to change, I want to change. And I want to become a good student. And then this is where your child or you bless that person. Then your child will say, you're a good teacher. And if you help me, I know that I can learn what I'm supposed to learn in this class. Somebody said, that sounds like a script. It sounds like training up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. It's called humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God. It's called teaching your children what? How to be able to make it in the world. And teaching them the power of humility and the power of forgiveness and the power, most of all, of blessing. So, Bishop, what if the teacher doesn't receive it? And what if they say, oh, get out of my face, you don't mean it, you've messed up, you're not going to pass, you've done this. You prepare them for the teacher that doesn't believe. And in humility, you teach them how to say, I know how you feel because I caused everything. Teach them how to take responsibility. Do you follow me? Teach our children how to take responsibility for their actions. It's called accountability. Take responsibility for the things that you've done. This is blessing your children. This is disciplining your children. See, there's a difference, I said, between punishment and discipline. And the child or you may say, I know how you feel because I caused everything, taking the responsibility. And once again, blessing the teacher by letting her or him know you are an excellent teacher. And with your help, I can do better. Learning to bless and not curse. teaching our children how to bless and not to come home always pointing the finger at the other person, but taking responsibility. There is power in the blessing. The blessing carries power with it. And we can do this. I shared with you my own personal testimony. In my relationship, I don't have to tell you, with that supervisor. Boy, if I could show you the evaluation that I got, it was just beautiful. Because I meant what I said, because God had convicted me about it. The Bible says, give honor to whom honor is due. And one day, and even now, some of you are in those honorable positions. And you know that the honor is due to you. Parents, your children, that God commands them to honor and respect you. And you teach them that. Teach them how to honor and how to respect. Teach them that when you bless them, that they are to hold on to those blessings and receive those blessings. I'm not going to keep us much longer. I just want to share that with you, that portion of the blessing, that you can overcome any maledictions that have been spoken over you or over your children. And if you have been the one to speak it, don't beat yourself up about it. They didn't give you a book when you had your children, said, here's the manual for how to raise children. So we do. We make mistakes. We don't do everything right. Our parents didn't do everything right. Their parents didn't do everything right. But it got us where we are. And so now our responsibility is to pass the blessing. And I want you to try and incorporate, not just try, prayerfully consider blessing your children, laying your hands upon them, and speaking the blessings of God over them. They'll never forget this. And then they too will do the same for their children. See the potential in your children. Don't let their behavior, their temporary behavior, cause you to discipline or punish them out of anger. Take a time out, right? When we were growing up, I don't know who taught my mother time out. She didn't take any classes, but sometimes she would say, I'm going to get you tomorrow. We'd say, tomorrow? Get it over with today. But she knew she was too angry, right? Nobody taught her that. I don't know who taught her. Maybe her parents did. But she would, you know, she'd take a time out. And she wouldn't forget it either. And we pray, she'll hope she forgets it, hope she forgets it. So bless your children. Discipline them. And sometimes say to them, this kind of behavior is not part of where God wants to take you. This kind of behavior, we don't expect this from you. It will mean something to them because you have spoken a blessing over them. Father, we thank you for the sanctified word. Father, I just pray today that, and I believe by faith, that your word has found good ground. And that as we bless, as we even go into the Word of God, into Numbers 6, 24 through 26. We speak it over ourselves, and we speak it over our children. And Father, anyone that has spoken a malediction over us or anything that's lingering in our life that's preventing us from moving forward, Father, we are now beginning to bless ourselves as we pray. We thank you for salvation. We thank you that Jesus paid the price. That's the blessing that you speak over yourself. Jesus went to the cross for us. Jesus went to the cross for me. Therefore, I am completely forgiven and all of my sins are completely washed away. And I thank you, Lord, that I'm able to fulfill destiny. I'm able to complete the goals that you've given me. I'm able to have a successful marriage, a successful job, a successful career. I'm able to make rank. I'm able to educationally reach the goals that you've given me. I'm able to overcome emotional hurts and disappointments. I'm able to get past discouragement and walk in courage. I bless in Jesus' name. And always bless in the name of Jesus. We do pray today that this word from God has been a blessing in your life, that has added something to your Christian walk. Think about it.
You have been listening to Bishop Glovina Harris, coming from Hallelujah Full Gospel Services located in Naples, Italy.
I am so honored that you would listen to me today, listen to a message that I preached quite a while ago, but I believe that it's a word that is yet substantial. I want to say to you today, and I'd like you to please receive this from my heart to yours. And it's coming from, as we have been speaking from, Numbers chapter 6, beginning at verse 24. And I say it like this: the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May Jehovah bless thee. May Yahweh bless thee and watch over you. May the Eternal bless you and protect you. May the Lord bless you and guard you. May the Lord bless and protect you. And may the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May Yahweh, yeah, may the Eternal smile on you and favor you. And may the Lord deal kindly and graciously with you. May the Lord's face radiate with joy because of you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. May Yahweh uncover his face to you and bring you everlasting peace. And may the Lord look upon you, my beloved, and be kind and give you that peace. And may the Lord bestow his favor upon you and grant you peace. May the Eternal befriend you, my beloved, and prosper you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to thank you for joining our podcast today. I pray that you were blessed and that you've been enriched and that you have and that I have, that we have a deeper understanding of the blessing. Carry this message with you throughout the week, the day, even your life. And as I always say, I want the Lord to continue to bless you and prosper you. I want him to give you that peace. And I also, my prayer is that the Holy Spirit, possession of you and everyone connected to you and everything that concerns you. I just want to say I love you. I want to thank you all for joining me. God bless you. Have a beautiful week. I know you will.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.